Sheriff Lowell Griffin last week announced his department will continue to participate in its 287G agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That voluntary agreement was set to expire in June. It allows officers in his department to collaborate with federal ICE agents after an individual has been taken into custody. Executive Director of El Centro in Hendersonville, Sergio Fernandez, says he's saddened by the sheriff's decision.
In my opinion, this is personal opinion because I spoke to him many times, that he's a person that really cares about the Latino community, that really wanted to help our community to progress and be better, have a safer neighborhood. He couldn't go against the politics that was happening around him.
Fernandez says the department's decision to collaborate with ICE impacts the broader community because individuals who are undocumented fear reporting crimes.
If somebody's in my house taking my TV, I'd rather buy a new TV than calling the police because I don't want to get deported.
The executive director of True Ridge, another nonprofit based in Hendersonville, also says the news comes as a letdown to the immigrant community. Sheriff Griffin is emphatic that participating in 287G doesn't give officers the authority to check immigration status when they're out patrolling. That's why he says, in addition to renewing the agreement with ICE, his department is also creating a community liaison position to improve relations with the Latinx and immigrant community. I'm Cass Harrington.